Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. We will go right into the phone calls. Let's start with Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, I got to testify in the next couple of days at the State House.
Okay.
Including people with MRDD on county boards, and I'm in favor of it.
What is MRDD?
Mental retardation and developmental disability.
So the issue is whether or not mentally retarded people should be able to get on county boards?
We're wanting them too, so we have a voice in local politics too.
You know, I'm in favor of it. I think that if we put mentally retarded people on government boards, it probably would do a lot less damage than the current bureaucratic situation.
That's what I'm going to say in my testimony.
Good luck, Dave.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I would love to have a mayor who is actually, you know, partially retarded or something.
Probably be a lot more clear-headed than the ones we normally get.
Yeah, he wouldn't have the same motivations as politically motivated people normally do. I don't think, at least. It'd be an interesting experiment. See what happens.
Hey, they can't do worse. That's for sure.
Probably not. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Guys, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make a big announcement here. About 2 weeks ago, I formally joined the Free State Project.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. What was it that pushed you over the brink, the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak?
Let's try Michigan's economy.
The Free State Project should be advertising heavily in Michigan.
Yeah, so that was a very big factor, and plus originally I was going to be moving to Florida for school and everything, but I decided against it because my ex-business partner and I had different visions. He wanted to do one thing, and I wanted to do something else, and I wasn't really happy with the way things were going, and the partnership was starting to feel more like, well, he was the boss and I was the worker bee,
that sort of thing.
I would say within the next several years, we'll probably be moving. It's just a matter of money right now, trying to make the move, but we'll be finding houses and jobs.
Well, congratulations. So, it's an exciting process to be outside of New Hampshire and having committed to making that move to join the Free State Project. And for those of our listeners that might be new to the show, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to New Hampshire in order to be activists for freedom, and it's a brilliant concept. It's already begun. There have already been a few hundred people that have moved. We've got 500 Free State Project members in the state of New Hampshire right now. We're expecting another 500 by the end of this year. And, again, the numbers will continue to grow and increase, and we're already making a difference. We're standing outside of the legislative office building in Concord today, a group of us all standing around after we were done with the testimony that we've been providing on the marijuana decriminalization issue that was there. And one of the Free Staters was talking about how he thinks the Internet is going to be the key to throwing off the shackles of government from our lives. And, of course, I agreed with him and pointed out that it's the Internet, the reason we were all standing there. The Internet's the reason why we're doing this show in New Hampshire right now. The Internet's the reason why there were 30 activists in the State House today in Concord. The Internet is the impetus behind all of this change. It's the Internet. That's the reason why Ron Paul is able to raise $1.8 million in 24 hours' time.
Right, and I think that it really does make a big difference, because while there were only 30 people, 30 of you guys standing out there today, that message is heard. I mean, the bill went through a few years ago, and one of the reasons it didn't get passed is because there was no public support, like virtually no public support.
No one showed up to talk in favor.
Right, but this time, 30 people showed up to talk in favor of it, and that's going to be put in the notes, and they're going to recognize it. And that's only with the amount of people that are already in the state.
Exactly.
Imagine when 20,000 people are here, and how many more...
Imagine when 300 people show up.
I know it. And I mean, for every person that moves here, they also awaken other Liberty people. I mean, myself is a shining example of that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, being a member for 2 weeks already, it's very exciting, so I can't wait for the move when it's officially time. But there was another reason I called.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk quickly about the whole writer strike. I know that you guys were talking about this earlier. I understand why they're striking. I think the writer's strike has gone on pretty long enough, and it's I think in many ways it's gotten out of hand.
I've seen some of the money these guys get paid, and it's incredible. I mean, the amount of money they get paid just for the script alone is like I think it's a spec script that gets them $26,000 or something like that. I mean,
especially when they pin crud. That eventually gets filmed in. I mean, it's just absolutely pathetic. I mean, when some of the stuff that just comes out of the woodwork. But I'll tell you,
you got to throw some things at the wall. I mean, in defense of Hollywood out there, you've got to throw some things out there and see what works. And I'm sure that there's movies that they didn't expect to be huge blockbusters that were, and you know, some that they thought were going to be great that weren't. I mean, look at Waterworld. They lost a bundle on that thing.
Well, I can think of a worse disaster, like, not just Waterworld, but how about some of these remakes that have been coming out as of recent. Some of them have just been terrible. And that's going to be the future of the film industry right now, remakes. I mean... It just shows that Hollywood has been running out of ideas. I mean, originality has just basically, you know, just disappeared off the face of the earth.
They were talking about remaking Escape from New York, and I'm thinking, Snake Plissken? He's still alive.
Yeah,
Kurt Russell's still alive, and you want to remake Escape from New
York? You think that's bad? They're going to be remaking Hellraiser, the Clive Barker movie. That's as bad as it gets.
Unbelievable. But, I mean, $26,000, I don't know if it was for a spec script or what it was, but it was just it was a price on a one-time job. Like, I think it was spec script. $26,000 get paid for sitting in your house, tapping away at a computer? I mean, it's not like these guys have big overhead. They need a word processor. I mean, this is not an expensive business to be involved in. So the idea that they're demanding more cash, I just see as completely unreasonable, and I hope the producers stand firm.
What does a producer do?
Break down.
Supply some money? I mean, it's not like they even leave their house for it. Even big deal. they've got a rare quantity. They have a finite resource that they supply, as do the writers.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't care. If somebody can get in and write, God bless them. If they have to go through the union to do it, fine. Those union members managed.
I think that's the problem. The union is the problem.
Yep. What we need is diversification. That's all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Todd, any other thoughts tonight?
Well, just the simple fact that the writer's strike is going to go on, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
Really?
And I'm just not convinced that the future of Hollywood is going to look good. I think it looks really bleak. But maybe that's just my pessimism talking, but, I guess we'll just see what happens from there on.
Well, very good, Todd. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, I say open it up to the scabs. Open it up to the people that are willing to write without joining this union, and let's see what kind of quality we get. I imagine you'll get all kinds of, again, another wide variation. You'll probably get some crap, and you'll probably get some real gems. That are out there from people like me. You know, I would never go to work in a town like New York City in the radio business because you have to be a member of the radio union, as I understand it, in order to work in that town. And no thanks. I'm not interested in joining a union. So I'll keep my talents here where where I currently have them in Keene. Not that I would go anywhere else anyway, but just when earlier in my career, I never wanted to be a part of that. I don't want to play by their rules and join their little club.
So, or Hollywood. They'll never get Ian.
Well, who knows what we're missing out on?
Who knows what Hollywood's missing out on? Well, that's right. Who knows indeed? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest on the Jose Padilla case and a man in California that is refusing to collect sales tax at his business. We'll explore that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic Foot Spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic Cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Man Winter's been singing his icy serenade for weeks now. But he could be tuning up for the worst weather yet. And you should be, too. Tuning up, that is. When I come back, it's Do-Re-Mi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Besides a scheduled maintenance tune-up, here are some other hints to keep you safe this winter. Put a new ice scraper in your glove compartment. Fresh antifreeze in the radiator and kitty litter in the trunk. Winter evenings are dark ones. Make sure all your lights work, including your high beams, tail lights, and interior lamps. And buy the biggest battery your car will physically hold. What you're buying is peace of mind and the sweetest symphony of all, the whir of a well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, and they include the updates. Get signed up and keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a will or a living trust to protect your family and yourself in the times of crisis, you can go to LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10% and take care of that little problem right now. It's fast and easy. That's LegalZoom.com.
By the way, Toby is one of the hosts of Free Minds TV, which has entered into, I believe, you've now done 52 episodes of Free Minds TV.
Yes, we are. Over a year's worth of episodes.
It is excellent. It is quite a milestone for you guys. The show has come a tremendous distance in the last year and a half that it's been on the air, and it's grown, it's matured, and you guys put together a wonderful presentation. In fact, Dave Ridley at RidleyReport.com did a very nice report on you guys. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, that was really nice.
It was well put together.
Stopped by the studio last week, and right. I believe that's available at FreeKeen.com.
Yeah, I did post it at freekeen.com, and Dave, of course, got some behind-the-scenes footage of you guys in action setting up the studio. It really shows how much work goes into getting you guys on the air. It's not like this show where you can walk in a minute before showtime, flip on a microphone, and do a radio show. You know, in television, you got to hang the lights, you've got to set up the set, you've got to get the lighting pointed in the right direction, you've got to get the cameras tweaked. I mean, it's a process.
There's way more involved setting up and taking down than you're actually doing the show for.
Right, but you guys have got a bunch of viewers, and you can see Toby's show at freemindstv.com. In fact, I know you guys are going to launch that audio-only edition of the show coming soon, right?
Yeah, apparently our mixer is on back order, but as soon as we got the microphones, the cables, everything, just the mixers, and still in the mail.
Right on. Well, looking forward to announcing that when it finally happens here on Free Talk Live. Send some listeners over your way, because I know a number of our listeners, they tell me that 18 hours of Free Talk Live just isn't enough. So, you know, we've got him pointed to Gardner Goldsmith, who tells me he will be back on the air with us next week. He's been, I guess, spending some time with a lady friend of his who's visiting from Russia. So Gardner will be joining us again. That's more pro-liberty programming, and then you guys are going to be doing your show. So eventually, hopefully, our listeners' place will be full of pro-freedom audio content. So 800-259-9231, Mark, the latest on the Jose Padilla case. What is going on?
Well, according to the New York Times, Jose Padilla, excuse me, I don't know why he keeps saying Padilla, it messes me up. The Brooklyn-born convert to Islam, who was once accused by the government of plotting to detonate a dirty bomb, not convicted of.
No, he wasn't even charged with that.
No, not even charged with that. In the United States, was sentenced on Tuesday to 17 years and 4 months in prison for his role in a conspiracy to help Islamic jihadists fighters abroad.
What was his role?
The sentence was more lenient than the federal. I have no idea. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it seems to be all trumped up.
Yeah.
The sentence was more lenient than federal sentencing guidelines recommended.
They cut him a break, huh?
The judge did, yeah. And the blow was to the government, which had requested that the maximum penalty of life imprisonment be given to Mr. Padilla, 37. In explaining her decision, Judge Marcia G. Cook of the Federal District Court in Miami acknowledged the gravity of the crimes Mr. Padilla had been had committed. She questioned
conspiracy.
The range and impact of the conspiracy, saying that there was no evidence linking the men to specific acts of terrorism anywhere or that their actions had resulted in death or injury to anyone.
So, wait a minute. The judge herself admitted there was no evidence linking the men to any specific acts of terrorism or anyone getting harmed.
Right, or that their actions resulted in the death or injury to anyone.
And that's what got him 17 years in federal prison?
Well, I mean, to some extent, the judge's hands are tied. I mean, she deviated from the sentence.
Was it a jury that made this decision?
Yeah, remember the red, white, and blue jury?
Oh, that's right, those guys. Oh, gosh.
So much for a shadow of a doubt.
Wow.
Well, it's a reasonable doubt.
A reasonable doubt. Yeah, well, that sounds reasonable, but there's no evidence.
Well, this is the sentencing phase. This is not the conviction phase. He was convicted by a jury of his peers, as much as I think that was silly.
Yeah, he was convicted before he ever went on trial.
Well, it didn't have to be. These Americans could have said, you know what, we want some evidence, government, and they didn't.
Well, handpicked juries.
Yeah. She also noted the defendants in other well-known American terrorism cases have received life sentences for more heinous crimes, including Zacharias Moussaoui, who was convicted of a conspiracy in connection with the attacks of September 11, 2001, and Terry Nichols, who was convicted of murder in 1995, bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Over the objections of prosecutors, Judge Cook gave Mr. Padilla credit for the time served during his 3.5-year detention. They didn't want to give him the credit for time served.
Wow.
In a South Carolina military brig following his arrest. I mean, this is the worst time ever, and they don't want to give him credit for it?
Yeah, that should count as triple time or something.
Something.
Yeah. Well, they held this man, in case you are not, for some reason, not familiar with the case, they picked this guy up on the allegation that he was involved in some dirty bomb plot. Turns out they never bothered to charge him with that, so clearly they had no
evidence.
They
didn't bother to charge him for several years.
Right. Well, and when they charged him, it wasn't for anything having to do with a dirty bomb. They put him in a military brig, a secret location, that he had no idea where he was. He wasn't able to talk with any lawyer or any family members. He was locked away by this federal government for over 3 years. And it was finally down the line when a judge was when finally they let him see a lawyer, they brought up the case, and the judge then ordered the federal government to, they said, you either have to release this man or charge him with something. So they finally went ahead and charged him with this conspiracy charge here that he's now been convicted of by a jury that was wearing all red, white, and blue, by a jury that, as Toby pointed out, was, of course, handpicked. To be as ignorant as possible and as nationalistic as possible, to where they were told by the federal prosecutors that this man is a terrorist. He's working with terrorists. We've got evidence. Okay, he hasn't actually hurt anybody, but we swear he's been conspiring to do so.
It's a very serious accusation.
Yeah.
And that's really what the judge said here. Well, she realizes it's a serious accusation, and that's why she gave him the 17 years or whatever, but she says there's no evidence that just anything was done. Anyway,
the idea that we can have conspiracy charges in America, I think, is anathema to what this country was originally all about, and that is liberty and freedom. And, you know, unless you've actually harmed someone else, you shouldn't get in trouble for anything. And in this case, talking about doing something should not be a crime.
Yeah, it sounds like a thought crime to me.
That's exactly what it is. This is the terror version of conspiracy to grow marijuana.
Well, my question is, how did they know that he was conspiring? Did they have another one of these FBI plants? I mean, recently, what was it, a talk show host stopped airing because some hackers found out that he was, in fact, an FBI plant?
Yeah, one of the white supremacist talk show hosts. Yeah.
I mean, how many times do they do that?
Well, the plot down in Miami, you remember the plot they foiled a year ago down in Miami, or around a year ago down in Miami, where they were allegedly a terrorist training camp operating? Mm-hmm. Well, that was an undercover agent going down there trying to roust people into doing something violent, trying to encourage people to do violent things. They had not ever considered doing anything violent until this FBI agent came around and started planting suggestions. That's how this stuff works. Well, now we're going to be spending $50,000 a year to put Jose Padilla in a federal prison.
Well, in the name of safety.
Yep.
And it says that the dirty bomb plot allegations the government eventually discarded.
So they had nothing.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, and those were the original reasons he was picked up. Could this happen to you? You better believe it could. 800-259-9231, your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired?
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free live streams included broadband version and a dial-up version as well. Both free for you. freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. Let's talk to Al in Nevada. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Al.
Wouldn't be a good thing if Ron Paul would talk about suppressed cures that he knows about. Because I'll give you an incident I know about personally, okay?
Suppressed
back
cures,
in 1958 or 59, somewhere around there, there was this man, my aunt, married this guy, and he came down with cancer. The hospitals told him they couldn't do anything for him. But he ran over to a doctor who knew about it in California who had a lab. He took the treatments. 48 hours, the pain was gone. He was, after so many treatments, he was cured. Now, this was back in, you know, like I said, 1958, 59.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1998 with no cancer.
Oh, and now you're saying it would be good for Ron Paul to start talking about that?
Yeah, I will give my, now, may I give my reasons why?
Sure.
All right. Now, my aunt at the time came down with arthritis. Her hands were crippled up. She couldn't lift a cup.
Oh.
She went to the same guy. And all of a sudden, she's doing her own housework, driving again, doing shopping, cooking, you know, doing
so
things on her own, all right? Now, this gentleman that had the lab and stuff, his lab was broke into by the FDA and the AMA and Cancer Society. They took everything out. And Oh, I got news for you. Anybody using distilled water, of course, according to that case, the distilled water in his lab, they declared it toxic. Now, they give radiation to people where their hair falls out. It don't only kill the good cells. Radiation kills the bad cells along with healthy cells, you know?
Okay.
And they don't live that long. And they give these toxins out. Now, the medical society, for years, they've been wanting to get politicians in there where they could have a health control, you know, a health control all the health of people.
Right. Well, the FDA is constantly expanding its sphere of influence. The FDA is looking to regulate vitamins now.
Yeah. Now, there were several books written by this guy named Kevin Trudeau, all right, called Cures They Don't Want You to Know About and some others. Somebody give me one of his books. And in one of his books, it mentions that the Clintons believe to make millions of dollars selling pharmaceuticals overseas. Now, they could be right in the hands of able to do what they did to the doctor, chemist, and stuff that I was told you about. They broke into his office. They took all the files, put him out, you know, business. And then people helped him get back into business. The place was broke into again.
Mm.
And then a couple of weeks after that, supposedly he had an accident where he fell downstairs and was dead at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's an awful story. And it does sound like the way government operates.
No, it's the FDA and the pharmaceuticals, okay, because the drugs.
Now, we already understand that the FDA, the board of directors there, is populated with people that are either major stockholders or also members of the pharmaceutical corporation. So there's definitely some scheming going on. There's definitely some political back scratching going on, and I imagine things like this do happen. My question, though, is why you think this is a relevant issue for Ron Paul to bring up in his campaign for president?
Medical cures that work at you know, it's proven to work. And in some of these drugs, they want to put the kids on Ritalin and stuff in this. It's been proven that when they get off of some of these psychological drugs they put them on, they end up taking the illegal street drugs, which is worse.
Or
going out and committing crimes, even. Or going nuts.
Such a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. But why do you suggest that Ron Paul make this a campaign issue? I mean, when you're running a campaign, you can only really have two or three
change,
main issues.
Change medical help that is in stuff that isn't toxic or non-toxic, some of it. Maybe sometimes it has to be used, but not all the time. There are alternative things at work.
Do you think I'm all in favor of alternative treatments. I think the FDA should go away. I think we should get rid of it entirely and let the marketplace decide what is and what is, you know, what is not available. Let people on their own consult with whoever they need to consult with.
And that was mixed with the Cancer Society. Then another thing I wanted to talk about was, did you ever hear of maybe you haven't heard of it, because I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I attended these meetings called the SF Tesla Society. And there was a gentleman who came in there from this company called ZEBCAT, Zeb Cat. Now, he's showing this film on this Zeb Cats, and these Zeb Cat autos run by compressed air. But he said also, when you turn the air conditioning up, ice forms inside the car. So I thought to myself, gee, that can be used for refrigeration, possibly. He also mentioned there was a motorboat that runs on compressed air. 10 minutes to charge and about, I think it's 200 and something miles, 68 miles or something on a charge of compressed air. When he said if the tanks get a leak in it, there's no explosion. It just goes out like air. It's air.
Well, you know, were you the guy that called in last night about the electric car?
Yeah, about the other car.
Yeah. I mean, that's out. It's on the marketplace. And I mean, you're suggesting somebody suppressed the compressed air car? Is that what you're going to get to?
Yeah, this is another deal, okay? So if you get in contact with Bay Link and the area code 415.
No, that's okay. Not interested in doing that. But if you can go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the point, though. And, well, I'm not on that other, on those kind of stuff, those cars and stuff, those would be a good photo op for somebody who really needs a boost in their president campaign.
Yeah, I don't think Ron Paul's the kind of guy. I don't think he's the kind of politician that goes around looking for photo ops. I just don't get that impression.
He's very humble.
Yeah. Hey, Al, thanks for the call and the suggestion. I don't know. Mark, you had said last night that... Thank you for the call, Al. You had said last night, Mark, that some people were criticizing the Ron Paul campaign for not talking about the medical industry and healthcare in America.
Well, it's a big issue.
Right. So how do you feel about Al's suggestion that he's talk about suppressed cures?
I think that would garner him some votes, but might drive some people away because they would think that, you know, he would sort of fall in that kooky fringe thing he's been accused of at this, mm-hmm. up to this point. I think Ron Paul needs to stay away from kooky fringe anything.
Yeah, well, I think he might help if there are any of these suppressed cures. He'd definitely help to have him as president, but I think that he'd get on that kooky cringe thing. I mean, he's already suffering from a lot of the conspiracy mongers out there. They marginalize him in the debates for it a lot of the time, and
right.
All the news coverage is he's a conspiracy nut, and I think this would just lead him further down that path.
Agreed. I don't think that Ron, if he's going to focus on health care, should focus on one aspect, and certainly that's certainly more of a conspiratorial aspect. I'm not saying it's untrue. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure there's something like that going on.
Right, right. I mean, the FDA is a slimy, a dirtbag political organization, and they have the guns of government behind them, and so they can do those things that Al was talking about. But it would seem to me that if you're going to talk about health care, Ron Paul, I think, would take the position that we should get the government out of it. He's not going to get up there and evangelize one particular mm-hmm. technique or, this history of suppressed cures. Ron Paul's not trying to give people a health history lesson. I think what Ron's interested in doing on that issue is explaining how the government is interfering in our health care choices. And that the government is restricting our healthcare choices. We should have access to alternative methods of healthcare. There shouldn't be a monopoly on the doctor system. There shouldn't be a government-approved monopoly as far as medications are concerned, in that the FDA taking all this time, I guess monopoly is not the right word, but the government has the monopoly over approval of medications. All of that shouldn't be there. It should all be handled by the marketplace. And if we let the marketplace handle health care, we're going to see costs come down. We're going to see freedom increase. We're going to see more options in the marketplace. And that's healthy. We want that. We want those choices as consumers. That's what you should focus on. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark, join us online, freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy them on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money in, we turn it right back around and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as fast as possible. You get perks, too. Get access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room, the forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Sound money's under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates, and then register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. Let's continue with your phone calls. It's Lee in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Lee. Lee in Montana. Going well.
Good day.
Hey, Lee. What's on your mind?
Well, I had two versions of the union program for you. Contra opinion and supporting opinion.
The union program?
Well, you were talking about unions and, you know, there wasn't a lot to be gained by having a union, and it's contraproductive and so on and so forth.
No, I wasn't talking out against all unions. I just find the Writers Guild to be particularly despicable. That's
right.
I think that people in a free market should be able to organize themselves. It's just that unions become a problem when government grants them special privileges.
This is my double point.
Okay, sure.
Now, it doesn't affect the writers' union that I can tell, but it might. My experience after being self-employed for 18 years was I go to work at a smelter. You got to join the union. You have no choice. If you want a paycheck Friday, you will be joining the union.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take a chunk of your dough, and that's mandatory. That's not an optional thing. But the point was, as I found out over time, because I was deathly against unions, having been self-employed all that time, I didn't see any benefit for them. The point was, if you have a dink for a foreman, And the way they do it for, like, overtime and hours and everything, you know, it goes down the seniority list, so on and so forth. Your foreman doesn't like you, and we had a good one for a while, and then one of the hourly guys became a foreman, and he had a power now. So he exercised that to get you to do whatever he didn't want you to do. The other thing is the unions, everybody's the same. You can't outwork the slowest guy in the shop.
Yeah,
really? How does that work exactly?
Well, they'll disconnect your air hose. They'll screw around with all kinds of stuff. It's just kind of a peer pressure thing. And
so if you're a
better
worker,
work for your break, you can't. You know, you got 5 minutes left. It's 10 o'clock. It's time for break. You know, so you know by 10:04 you'd have the thing fixed. But oh my gosh, no, you got to take a break and then come back. And you know, there's all kinds of weird stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I know. I used to work a few years back. I worked at Walgreens, and we were opening up a new store, and so we were going in, putting everything on the shelves and stuff. And a union was there to do the construction and certain shelf making, and we were way ahead of them on putting stuff up. So I started to put up some shelves and then stock them, and
right.
It's simple little just. Place them on the brackets, and
sure.
The union guy came up to me. He's like, "Oh no, you can't do that. That's our
yep.
work." And I'm like,
"Oh yeah, that's my job.
I'm stuck here with nothing to do for an hour waiting for you, guy. I don't mind. Let me do it." They're like, "Oh no,
wow."
They're all little empire builders. You know, that's what it boils down to. You got your little empire, and you go out of your way to protect it. But the thing is, you need a situation where if you have, as they call it, a grievance. First time I heard that. I said, hey, nobody died in my family. I guess they call that bereavement. But I'm grieving, you know. You want to? The union foreman came by and asked me if I wanted to grieve on the foreman.
Wait, I'm confused. What was this grievance about exactly?
A grievance was, in my particular case, was I wasn't asked for overtime when I was supposed to be when I was on the thing. I didn't know I wasn't. You know, they go down the list and say, do you want to work Saturday? No. Do you want to work Saturday? No. Do you want to work Saturday? Yeah. Well, I wasn't asked. Somehow or another, the union figured out that, you know, I wasn't asked when I was supposed to be. And the guy comes by and says, you want to grieve on your foreman? I said, why? Nobody died in my family. And he says, no, grievance. You got a grievance against him. I said, nobody died. He said, well, that's bereavement. That's bereavement. Grievance is when you have an issue. So there needs to be a situation where you can grieve on your foreman, and that can all be handled in-house. There's no reason to have the union for that.
So they were suggesting that because he didn't ask you if you wanted overtime, that you could have taken some action against
him. Oh, yeah,
him
I would have got
they were encouraging
overtime and a half for the day I wasn't asked for.
So they were encouraging you to grieve on the
oh, boy, time. Yeah.
And
yeah,
most of them would have
the
because it would have been...
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and
now,
are you suggesting, Lee, that most of them would have because it... most
yeah.
of the members would have grieved because it would have increased their standing in the union and possibly gotten the foreman...
well, it makes you a little shinier with the union, but more importantly, you're collecting double time and a half for a day you didn't do anything on.
Oh, so you would have gotten paid retroactively for a
oh,
day
yeah.
you wouldn't have worked.
There was people that got caught sleeping at work... that were, you know, canned for 6 months. The union grieved on them. They collected unemployment for the 6 months. And then on top of that, they got retro pay when they got rehired.
Wow.
So, you know, this is where they went wrong. The point is, yeah, you get some foremen and managers that get a little out of hand. You need a way to, like, say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I don't need every dirt job in the plant, just a few of them. Share the dirt jobs with everybody. But the other thing where they were, the thing that shocked me was, and this is really weird because when I went there, it just happened just before I went there. Everybody was complaining because they'd cut their deductible from 0% to 20%.
Whose deductible?
Oh, for the insurance. Vision, they had vision, they had. You could get hair transplants. You could get whatever you wanted.
So they you say they cut it. You mean they increased it? They increased it to.
Well, yeah, they increased it. But anyway, instead of having zero deductible, you now had a 20% deductible.
Okay.
So they're sniveling. Well, I haven't been self-employed. I said I had 100% deductible.
Sure.
You know, I had nobody paying but me. Well, yeah, okay. So anyway, they kind of didn't grasp that concept in the whole bit. I'm going, well, what are they bitching about? The insurance company's paying 80%.
Well, I mean, the gravy train was slowing down. They had it free, and then, you know, they could go and use it as much as they wanted.
$140,000 every quarter for insurance.
Jeez.
I mean, it was just astronomical. Of course, there's 650 people there, but anyway.
Right. Well, if it is 0% deductible, means they can go out and get everything.
Yeah, yeah,
sniffle and cold and right. Problem solved.
Like I said, going bald, you get a hair transplant. Your wife, kids, everybody, you pay nothing out of your pocket. And my position was I paid everything out of my pocket.
So they're basically just a bunch of spoiled brats, that is.
You bet. But right. What I found interesting was a year and a half, 2 years later, I was kind of on the train, too. Those dirty buggers, they can't do that to me.
You'd been infected by the entitlement mentality.
Yeah, I was at the trough.
Wow.
It was unbelievable, you know.
When did you figure that out, Lee? I mean, what made you realize that you would come to that point?
Well, that's why I've been self-employed for the last 12 years again, you know.
So you gave it up.
No, I guess it's 18 years again. It wasn't my calling, but
yeah.
It was the best show in town at the time.
Hmm.
How I figured it out was simple. I just go, this just is contrary to my thinking.
What am I doing?
You know, it's...
Shock to the system. Well, amazing story.
Yeah.
Lee. Thanks for sharing it tonight.
Of course, none of those guys are work.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. So even somebody like Lee, who'd been a business owner, had been self-employed, understood self-sufficiency, rejected many of the union concepts, because he was a part of the union, over time, their mentality ended up infecting him. Very interesting.
And, you know, just getting back and working for himself, Roberta them. So,
yeah.
Hope isn't lost for bureaucrats everywhere.
That's right. Or people on the dole. All you have to do is change the incentives.
Yep. And it's really all about the incentives.
You change the incentives and you change the person. And you hopefully... They will improve. 800-259-9231. But if you keep taking care of them with the nanny state, then they'll just continue being serfs. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. Paula's waiting. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.